Thank you, Ian, for the introduction, and good afternoon, all of you. I'm very happy to see you all here. I would like to start by sharing how sustainability is fundamentally embedded into our strategy, bringing through discipline and value creation. I think you all know that Teck has a comprehensive approach that includes best practices in sustainability with actions and plans in different operational and business aspects. But for the purpose of this presentation, I will refer to three critical aspects that are foundational to our view on sustainability. First, climate change. We recognize our unique position in the low carbon future as critical minerals producers. We are not just observers on the energy transition, we enable it. And we are also working towards net zero emissions. Second, biodiversity. Our operations are frequently located in regions that are rich in minerals, but also rich in biodiversity. Mining directly impacts and it's dependent on ecosystems. At Teck, we recognize that to halt and reverse the current trend of nature loss, we must take decisive action. We were one of the first mining companies to make a nature positive commitment because we understand that our long-term viability and operational resilience depend on healthy ecosystems. Third, relationship with communities and indigenous peoples. Just as natural systems thrive on interconnections, our business success relies on strong relationships. We've seen firsthand how deep community partnerships and indigenous relationships create business opportunities and reduce operational risk. So we're being very disciplined in our approach in these three areas because we know how critical and important they are to obtain permits, negotiate partnerships, recruit top talent, access capital, and effectively to drive value. By doing so, our leadership in sustainability has become a clear competitive advantage. Let me show you how we're translating our strategy into concrete action and measurable progress. More than environmental or social targets, these are business enablers that directly support our growth and operational excellence. Starting with climate change, our ambition is to achieve net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050 across operations. For that, we have established a strategy with short and long-term goals for reducing emissions, and I want to share with you how we are getting there. At QB, we have contracted 100% of our energy requirements from renewable sources, putting us on track to achieve our Scope 2 net zero emissions by 2025. At HVC, we have been consuming renewable diesel with a positive operational performance. Moving to biodiversity, in 2022, we became one of the first mining companies to commit to being nature positive by 2030. But here is the business case. Since 2020, we have conserved or rehabilitated almost 52,000 hectares following our 3-1 ratio principle, conserving 3 hectares for every 1 hectare affected by our mining activities. This proactive approach has proven invaluable in building trust with regulators and communities, often streamlining our permitting processes and reducing project delays. Regarding communities and indigenous peoples, we are seeing tangible results from our engagement strategy. We have increased local employment and procurement opportunities significantly, as well as provided business development, capacity building, and education and training for indigenous peoples. Let's take a closer look to our work on these areas and how we have been progressing towards our goals. Starting with climate change, we remain committed to our strategy. As you have all seen, a core pillar to our strategy has been to focus our portfolio on supplying the resources needed for a low carbon future. The sale of our steelmaking coal business and our focus on copper growth exemplifies how we are delivering on this pillar by aligning with the value upside our transition metals. We also continue to advance cost-competitive initiatives to work towards our 2025, 2030, and 2050 operational reduction goals. And the third element is the adaptation to climate change impacts. While we're well positioned with respect to transition risks and opportunities, we also recognize that we need to be resilient to the increasing frequency and severity of climate impacts. Towards that end, we are working to enhance the resilience of our operations by incorporating climate change scenarios into our project design and mine closure planning. We have maintained the same core goals we have prior to the sale of our coal business unit, but we have adjusted them to our now metals-only business. On the right part of this slide, you will see how we have restated our 2020 baseline carbon intensity from 2.7 tons of CO2 per ton of copper equivalent to 2.0 to reflect this change. This has resulted in lower carbon intensity value for our 2030 carbon reduction goal, though it remains a 33% from a 2020 baseline. By achieving a 33% reduction in intensity, we anticipate that our absolute GHG emission in 2030 will be 1.01 million tons of CO2, which, while comparable to our absolute emissions in 2020, includes significant production growth from QB2. Our plan to achieve our 2030 goal considers the adoption of renewable energy in Chile as a key element. Power purchase agreements, PPAs for CDA and QB, allow us to provide nearly 1.8 million tons of carbon emissions annually. These actions will position both CDA and QB to have carbon intensities within the first quartile of copper miners. And we are also looking at the use of biofuels to deliver the remaining emission reductions needed to achieve our goals. So combined, we believe that biofuels and renewable electricity will help us to achieve our goal. That said, we also continue to assess and advance other cost-competitive solutions that could be implemented prior to 2030 if needed. Key pillars in our sustainability strategy are biodiversity and the capacity of building strong relationships with communities and indigenous people, which in our view are deeply connected. Let me start by biodiversity. As you know, we were an early adopter. As I have already mentioned, we are working towards a nature-positive future by 2030 compared to a 2020 baseline through conserving or rehabilitating at least 3 hectares for everyone affected by our mining activities. Since setting this goal in 2022, we have actively shifted 25% of our community investment portfolio to benefit biodiversity, as shown in this slide, and we have also played a leadership role in multi-stakeholder work to define mining's contribution to a nature-positive future, such as the recently launched ICMM Nature Commitments. We believe it is critical to quantitatively measure impacts to be able to address them appropriately and to make credible disclosures. We have applied a scientifically peer-review accounting methodology consistently across our operations to measure historic and predicted impacts on biodiversity and expected gains from rehabilitation. Our main focus now is on our goal to have full biodiversity management plans for all sites by the end of 2025, including identification of potential offsets. To get there, we are engaging extensively with local communities and indigenous peoples to understand their priorities for conservation and restoration in their local area. We are now at various stages of partnering in developing community-prioritized high biodiversity value projects that will also meet our offsetting needs. The key early takeaway that we have is the positive shift we have already noticed in these relationships as we move into partnering to delivering projects that are priorities of the communities. So in addition to biodiversity, and I have explained that very extensively, building and maintaining relationships with local communities and indigenous peoples is essential to facilitating responsible mining and generating economic benefits, advancing reconciliation, and improving community well-being. The foundation of our approach to working with indigenous peoples is recognizing and respecting their rights, and our commitment includes working to achieve and maintain the free, prior, and informed consent. TAKE engages well beyond regulatory requirements as we seek to build strong, lasting relationships within the areas where we operate. Today, we have 102 active agreements with indigenous people in all the geographies where we operate, ranging from exploration to impact benefit agreements. We also aim to share economic benefits, including providing jobs, procurement, or community-centered investments. There are different ways to measure the business value of this social investment, but I believe that a very concrete outcome of our work is the fact that in 2023, we had zero significant social disputes at our operations. Now, let me share with you our experience in QB, which in my view exemplifies how our sustainability strategy creates tangible business value. QB stands as the first mining operation in Chile's Tarapacá's regions to operate with 100% desalinated seawater. And as I have mentioned, by 2025, we will power the entire operation with renewable electricity. These decisions reflect a straight foresight in one of the world's driest regions. Securing sustainable water access while preserving local freshwater resources gives us a clear operational advantage. Our environmental initiatives showcase practical innovation. When we discover Methar melanata, which is an endangered local plant along our plant infrastructure route, we adjusted our pipelines and high voltage lines. We have also designated 8 hectares for little-term protection. These adjustments generated significant goodwill with local stakeholders and regulators. Our approach to relationship building is what really sets us. 12 years before the first copper production, we were already in dialogue with local communities. Why? Because experience taught us that early, genuine engagement prevents costly delays that are common in our industry. Today, those 22 agreements with indigenous communities and fishermen unions are a proof that proactive partnership builds operational stability. In relation to cultural heritage, the way we approach and preserve the important archaeological discovery in our port area, which included mummified human remains, was recognized and valued by authorities and communities, demonstrating that mining activity can coexist and also contribute to cultural preservation. And finally, as you know, diversity and inclusion are tremendous assets to any company's sustainability efforts. At QB, we are especially proud of our workforce composition. When a third of your employees are women in an industry that traditionally struggles with gender balance, especially in Chile, you are accessing a broader talent pool and a diverse perspectives that drive innovation. Add to this that 42% local employment rate and in our network of 700 entrepreneurs, and you are looking at an operation deeply interconnected with its community. All this work allowed the project to run without a single day of a stoppage due to social issues, which is quite exceptional in our industry, particularly in Latin America. QB demonstrates how sustainability leaderships translate into operational excellence. by getting these fundamentals right: water, power, biodiversity, cultural heritage, community relations, and workforce development. We have created a model for sustainable resource development that delivers value to all stakeholders. So, to wrap up, being a responsible producer is the right thing to do. And it's important to minimize our impact on people and environment. But it has increasingly become a critical competency and skill set needed to permit projects. We are convinced that a robust approach to sustainability is a key enabler to minimize project delays, reduce risk, strengthen operational resilience, build stakeholder trust, create growth opportunities, and generate value for our shareholders. Our focus on responsible mining enables our growth strategy. And as Jonathan mentioned in his initial words, we are putting sustainability at the heart of everything that we do to maintain and unlock value. Thank you, and I will pass it back to Jonathan.